Welcome to Play D&D, where we take your favorite characters and send them on fun new adventures using the power of D&D. I'm Carlisle, and I'll be playing Cosmo the Space Dog, and this is Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1, Episode 15.
How is he saying thank you?
He's saying thank you. He's saying,
just checking.
How can we never repay you? He's in front of you, Star-Lord. So,
well,
just a question here. While I'm working on the ship, and since Cosmo was taking a power nap in the ship, is the mental link still there?
Yeah, it's like a passive thing, like a subconscious.
Okay. Ask him for a lot of credits.
Units.
And more prosthetic legs.
Well, if you had units to spare, that would be a good way to thank us.
Odds or evens?
Oh, it's...
He says the Nova Corps raided us. We have nothing.
Get the prosthetic leg. Get the prosthetic leg.
Does he have a prosthetic leg? By any mad chance? Odds or
evens? Rocket.
Odd.
No, the Corbinites, none of them have prosthetic legs.
Damn it! Fine.
What
about food? Thank you, they have food?
No, they have nothing. They have to start from scratch. They have the city.
Kind of.
Yeah.
I think. No, never mind. It's against my character to say that.
No, please go.
I was going to say maybe we could give them a few credits or units.
There's a soft side to Rocket. I don't know if it's come out yet, but that's up to you.
I was thinking we should give them something.
I mean, you do have 2 mil.
Yeah.
100,000? I
was thinking more than that. How much is 2 mil? Like, let's say, like, what would a ship cut? What would the Milano be worth? Just to get a gauge of how much that really is.
Yeah, the Milano would probably be... 60k?
Yes.
10k it is.
2 mil is a lot.
So 10k?
You there, Carl?
No, we need to give them more than that. We've got 2 million.
Carl, did I hear you?
Alright, so
I am back.
Welcome back.
Hello.
Yeah.
Guess whose computer had to restart and also had to update while I was restarting, which is always fun.
Probably Phil's.
Probably Phil's.
Yeah.
While Phil was being a very, you know, unconscientious and restarting his computer. What did I miss?
We're just discussing whether or not, well, how much we want to give them some money because they've got nothing. They have carbonates. So we're just arguing how much, really. Cause right, 2 million is a lot. We just discussed the Milano is worth, did you say 60k?
Yeah, roughly. Ships.
So
ships
2
million
is a lot.
Ships are also cheap, though.
Well, yeah, but if a big ship, what?
I'm still saying 10k. That's $10,000 or 10,000 units.
What's that gonna do them though? That if like a sixth of a ship worth of units, like, what are they gonna do with that?
Fine. Do you want to give them 60 or 100k?
I think 100 would. All right. I'll settle for 100.
Gamora, are you gonna chime in?
Well, I mean, I don't really handle money much, so I'd give them at least half.
That's what I was initially thinking.
They are.
We're giving them money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
They've got nothing. They don't even have a prosthetic leg.
When I left, we were touching ground to get paid, and then I came back and we're like, how much money should we give them?
We asked and then realized how desperate they were.
Fair enough, okay.
There are about
500k.
There are about 30 survivors total.
They need to rebuild, don't they?
Yeah, they need to rebuild. That's what I'm saying, so...
500k?
I want to go a mil.
I'm not comfortable with 1 million. We did a lot of hard work for that 2 million. And by hard work, it means I had to take off a prosthetic leg.
You didn't have to. As you just had to hack into the computer.
And I had to hack into a computer, and I nearly killed us. So give them the 1 million. Fine. I'm not happy about it. I want it noted.
Is there argument?
I'm also
This is all of your money, so...
I thought we had 2 million.
Yeah, we're you not do. Giving them the $2 million.
All of us. It's all of our money.
The pool of money that's in the middle.
The $2 million is all of yours. It's a pool.
How much did we get from the collector? So we still stole from the collector?
That was only like 10K or something.
That was added into the $2 million. You didn't get $2 million from this guy. You got enough to make it that you have $2 million even now, total.
Well, that's not what you said before.
It is, actually.
I guess.
I said you've got $2 million total now.
Okay.
So if we give them $1 million, we'll still have $1 million, and that's a lot of money.
Yes, that's what, right? that's what I'm saying.
That's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I give them the $1 million.
Okay.
And I tell them, look after your orphans. Build an orphanage, look after your orphans.
I want the orphanage named after me.
And if for some reason you could call it Rocket Orphanage, then that would be great.
Yes! It seems like such a, like,
rocket.
It sounds like such like orphanages are pretty depressing, and so it's like somebody attempting to give it a really fun name to make it cool. Like,
I want to be remembered as a nice person, raccoon.
They say, of course, we'll call it Rocket Orphanage.
Yes. None of you have a building named after you. I just want to point that out. I have a building named after me.
It's pretty unfair you get the building when you were the one like, no, we shouldn't give them money to build the orphanage.
It means it was the hardest sacrifice something out of this.
Yes, see? I sacrificed the most.
Did you?
Now hush, dog.
All right.
You're supposed to be asleep.
I
woke up.
They thank you profusely. And they start going away to discuss how they're going to go about rebuilding. Korg comes up and he reminds you, he essentially says that since you now know that the Skrulls have gotten pretty high in the Nova Corps hierarchy, we need to get to the Kree soon to get them involved, or else we're going to lose control of the situation.
Yeah, that is the next move.
All right, anybody against this?
Fully on board.
I 100% approve of this message.
All right, do you want to take any of the fighters, or do you want to leave them all for them?
I think they need them more than we do. They need.
How many are left?
Frick, how many were left? I think it was like five. No, three. There were three left.
All right, leave them.
Can we compromise and call it four?
No, that's three.
Fine.
Anyway, you want to leave those for them?
Is there any upgrades I can do to the fighters?
No, you're low on supplies. You need to make a warehouse, like a space Home Depot run soon, because
can we stop at the space Home Depot because I need supplies.
Yeah, it's on a moon, but you're running out of, like, you used the last of your supplies fixing the engine.
Damn it! Fine.
Okay, who have we got? Because we keep picking up people.
Alright, so here's the list.
We still have the star.
Yeah. I think we've picked up someone at least every session now.
So, besides you guys, the main guardians, you also have Korg, Meek,
yep.
Yondu,
yep.
Little Groot,
yep.
And Nova.
Yeah, we have picked up someone every session, haven't we?
Well,
we are building an Avengers team.
Technically, Yondu's been there since the beginning, but he was drunk in
the
basement.
That was session one pickup. That was...
I think
that was the escape.
I think you missed someone session two, but pretty much every session, yeah. Or no. No.
Wasn't that Baby Groot?
Session two was... you really have picked someone up every session. I just keep introducing
We're a
characters.
Very welcoming group.
To be fair, this last one, we just grabbed him for no reason.
And he just
wanted his weed.
Rory, I resent that. We grabbed them because we thought they might have weed. And then they turned out to be Nova.
To be fair, it's probably good having a Nova Corps person with us. Once we explain the situation to him, hopefully
wait.
He'll be all right.
Do we know that he's actually Nova, or is he a Skrull?
That's true. We should find out if he's a Skrull.
Is he still high? Because then it's going to be easy for Cosmo to jump into his brain.
Hey, maybe I could just ask him straight up.
Yeah, he's probably high enough that anyone can ask him.
Yeah, he's
Hey, dude.
It's lessening, but he's still high, so.
Are you a Skrull by any chance? Because I'm really looking for one.
He laughs.
I need help
he's
translating
like,
some Skrull.
He giggles and he's like, "What's a Skrull?"
I believe him.
You could also just pry. His mind barrier isn't there.
No need. I'm good.
Okay. You could also just cut him a bit. If he bleeds green, he's a Skrull.
If he bleeds green, it might just be the amount of marijuana he's smoked.
Very true.
Like I said, he's a newbie, so he barely smoked any, and he's really high.
As everyone knows, all Skrulls are well-versed in marijuana, so if he's a newbie, he can't be a Skrull. They're all potheads. They're all.
Well, we know they can't drink. Immunity. We learned that in a previous session. They can't
exactly.
drink alcohol. So...
If you can't drink, you're going to turn quickly to yeah. other drugs on you.
All right, cool. So.
Oh, we should give him some alcohol.
Yeah. That's...
And just see if he dies.
If he dies, he's a Skrull.
There are good
give
Skrulls,
him a shot.
Right?
Rory, witch hunting was not effective, okay? The idea of just tying a woman to the bottom of the river and if she drowned, I guess she wasn't a witch.
This
I don't
isn't drowning
that.
Somebody. This is giving somebody some whiskey and be like...
To be fair, if
also,
they're the thing that we don't want, they'll die.
Also,
so yeah, sure, let's give...
Star-Lord, I'm pretty sure you're empty because that's why Yondu came up, was that you were gone. He'd gone through all your liquor.
Nobody has some on them. Nobody has a hip flask.
No.
Do I have a hip flask on me?
We just gave a million credits to some Corviknight. Surely they can scrounge up some Corviknight rum or something.
Oh, they, yeah, they can. They have a lot of Corviknight rum.
We take all of it.
Take some extra for the ship, yeah.
All of it.
We'll trade food for
all of it.
Okay, you trade some rations for maybe 20 cases.
So just to be clear, we just traded some rum for an orphanage.
Yep. 20.
Cool.
20 cases. By 20 cases, I mean like 20 like six packs, not like a full big thing, but just.
Yeah. Okay.
So
26 packs of rum.
So 20 cases of rum just cost us a million units.
Yeah, that's all they have.
No, doing a good thing. Doing a good thing cost a million units.
I also have a building being named after me.
Yeah, that cost you a million units. Or cost you
all right, give,
a small part
give,
of a million.
Give Nova some rum. What happens, Dante?
I mean, he's going to throw up. We know that. Anyone that smokes weed and drinks alcohol when they're not used to throw up, that doesn't mean he's a Skrull.
I don't know if you can tell, but I have no idea what happens when you smoke marijuana.
Yeah, me neither. I'm just
I can confirm. I can confirm, depending on how good... How well versed you are in either drinking or smoking weed, one will just make you more f***ed up. You won't necessarily puke.
If you're not used to it and you do both, you will throw up. That is my experience of it.
How good is this weed?
Yeah. What are we talking? Are we talking blueberry yum yum? Are we talking California Kush? Like, what are we talking here?
I don't think
as you
he
can tell,
knows, much less me, so.
All right, look.
Can we just give him the rub and see what happens?
He takes a shot of rum. We'll give him a shot of the rum.
You give him a shot, and he immediately upchecks, but he seems fine. You give him like an hour, he's still alive.
He's not a Skrull, he's just a lightweight.
Alright, I'm fine with this.
I mean, he is quite young.
Yeah, that's fine. Like, how young? How young are we talking?
Yeah.
Are we
going to jail?
Can we just give some rum to a minor?
I mean, it doesn't matter. He is. It doesn't matter. He is the police, so.
Yeah, that's so true. She's old enough to join the Nova Corps. He's old enough to drink, right?
Oh, boy.
How old?
In America, I think you can join the police before you're 21.
That's true.
Yeah, you 18, you can join the army, so.
You can join the army at 16,
hey,
here, so.
Mr. My Comics,
yeah.
Knowledgeable person. How old Nova?
Richard Rydorf was a bit older. He's like in his 20s.
Okay, because I was going to say probably like 2021, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
All right.
Dante, when you do the sort of post-amble on the end of this, when you're like, if you'd like to check out people's podcasts, can you say, you can check out the rest of Rory, Mr. Comic Knowledgeable Person's podcast in the description?
I'll probably do that, yeah.
Fantastic.
I second that.
He is Mr. Comics Knowledgeable Person now. That's his
it
official name.
Thank you.
Like Jason is the professional podcaster, and Rory is the Mr. Comics knowledgeable person. I hope you appreciate this, Rory.
I do. I'm sure some people will have a problem with me killing myself, but I'll...
Based on the podcasting mates group, you probably deserve the title more than anyone else. So.
Look, knows his stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. He literally is a podcaster.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, only Luke or Harry would fight you on it.
We should continue with this story.
Yeah, we should. So you head out to the place?
Home Depot.
Oh, you go? Yes, you want, going to Home Depot.
Do we have time? How urgent is it that we need supplies? I don't think it's that urgent. We're on a time-sensitive mission here.
You are.
If the only surprise that we have is rum, that's going to be a bad idea.
It's getting critical, so...
Okay, then yes, we stop at Home Depot.
Good. You make a stop, you stock up on all your supplies, and you head off to the Cree homeworld? Yeah?
Yep.
Cool.
Sure.
So you approach the planet and kind of go down to where you know the capital is. And you see this massive stone entryway, and you see this big stone wall around a city literally carved out of rock. And it's all like this dark gray-blue rock. And you land on a landing platform right outside the gate. You'll hop out and approach the gate, I'm assuming?
Yeah. Can I have given Nova some casual clothes?
Yeah. You give him the Iron Fist shirt.
Yeah.
How's Nova doing? Is Nova still f***ed?
There's an equivalent to drug hungover, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come down. Yeah.
Yeah. He's that.
Okay. Yeah, he's coming down.
Yeah. So, yeah, because the trip was long enough that the high went away, and now he's drug hungover, but he's with it. So, you all approach the gate.
Did we explain to him, like, what's going on, or are we just bringing him?
I did say we should explain to him at some point.
I'm assuming while you were at Home Depot or something?
Yeah.
Okay, like, once he was sensible?
Just that higher-ups in the Nova Corps have been infiltrated by Skrulls, and we want to fix that.
He reveals that he's had his own suspicions anyway. He's not normally taking drugs, so sure. He's a little ashamed about that.
Sure you are, buddy.
But he...
You didn't inhale, eh? You didn't inhale at all. You just puffed.
He says that he was having his own suspicions anyway, though, because they had started acting against the Nova Corps code. So he was getting ready to...
The Nova Code.
Okay.
Yeah, he was getting ready to potentially leave. And he wasn't on board for the mission that he was at, so...
That's good.
Yeah, so
I knew he'd be useful.
Yeah. You approach the gate, and there's like a speaker button on the side, like an intercom type thing. And out of it, a voice asks,
"Am I able to hack it?"
Wait and see what happens.
Okay.
You walk over to it, and a Cree voice comes out and asks, "What is your business here?"
"We have information about Skrulls."
You hear him deliberating with someone else for a minute, and he says, "To whom do you wish to speak?"
"Do we know anyone?"
"Your boss. Let us speak to the boss."
"They have a monarchy."
"Then the king, or queen,
the big guy
or
himself,
emperor." "The big dude."
"There is no audience with the king unless you complete the trials."
"Oh."
"Can I hack the thing so I can bypass this?"
"It's just a communication system."
"Bypass it to what?"
"This is
all that opens the throne room."
"You never know."
Yeah, this, you know, like just from the look of it, that this is an outdated just communication system. You can't get to anything else through here. The Kree are also very old-fashioned. They don't have many accesses to the universal web, and they're very medieval. So
if that's the case, then there must be a secret passage to get to the throne room.
Cosmo, just obviously pretend to be their god.
I was about to say, does anybody know anything about Kree religion?
I do, a little bit, actually.
Star-Lord, who is the Kree god?
Of course you do. Mr. Comics knowledgeable guy.
They worship like a, well, their star. So it's not really gonna help.
It's gonna be hard to pretend to be a star, but I reckon I can pull it.
Oh, I'm on fire.
It burns.
Guys, it's really hot out here, so I need you to do something for me urgently, okay? That's my star voice. Do we think?
I think that's the case. I might be wrong about that.
One of you asks what the trial is.
Yeah.
Wait, no, we didn't.
Not one of you.
I'm gonna let
maybe Korg or something. One of my NPCs.
Take us over. Nova.
Asks what the trial is, and the voice says that it is a competition between four teams held once every year. Luckily, that day is today.
I am God. Sorry, carry on.
One of those teams can be a team of outsiders, which you are. And each two teams face off against each other, and then the two winners face off in a final match. And the winning team may have an audience and dinner with the king.
What's the game?
And he doesn't just want to know the information we have about Skrulls, no?
No, they don't have any communication with the king. This is the way you talk to the king. Other than that, you get ordinances from him that are taken out by his right-hand people. So,
is there a royal advisor we can talk to?
Not currently. He's preparing this event. If you want to get in quick, do the event.
How about we?
The competition is a fight. You're facing off against the other king, the other team. death or incapacitation.
Okay. We'll take part in your competition.
Sorry, what if we write a letter to the king and then we join the competition? And maybe halfway through the competition, the king will get the letter and just call it off there because he'll realize this is far more important.
Again, the king doesn't accept.
Postal system isn't great.
I don't think the postal system exists. To be honest.
Fine, you just want us to do this fight, don't you?
A little bit, but also I kind of made my Kree very medieval.
Okay.
You really did.
So this is teams of four, right?
No. I never said four. Assuming.
Four teams. Four of teams. Whatever. So can we just have everyone?
It's just
40 people.
Let's go pack up some more people. We'll be back.
We'll go back to the cold night, come back with like 80 people and just destroy whatever these other three teams are.
It's a max of six.
Oh, damn. You've
surprise.
Ahead, haven't you, DM?
Right.
Okay. We'll take part in your competition. Just know that if we lose, then there is interplanetary war with the Skrulls.
Can I threaten with my bombs?
Do you want to threaten the Kree?
Blow up the planet.
No, I don't want to threaten the Kree.
Okay. I didn't think so.
I don't know. Getting arrested might be a quicker way to talk to somebody important.
Yeah, but it's also a quick...
Can I pretend to be a star god to this person we're talking to right now? Maybe speed the process up?
Do you want to? I mean, Star-Lord kind of accepted, so any of this is kind of fighting him on this.
Okay,
let's just get this.
Well, it's the same kind of idea as the letter thing. We've agreed to be in this competition. We can walk to the competition, but on the way, we may as well try and speed the process up, you know?
Yeah.
All right.
Sure.
All right. My star god is going to be quite urgent. I hope that fills in with the lore.
All right.
Hey, dude! It's me, the star god. It's really hot up here. You guys need to let these guys through very quickly to the king or whoever the deity it is. I should know that because I appointed him as the star god. But hey, let's just get this going. Real urgent. Big
issue. The voice says, you're not fooling anyone, telepath.
Can I bark at him?
Yeah.
I bark at him for no reason.
The door's open and he says, welcome, foreigners. Only your team of six is admitted into the city.
It was worth a try.
You gotta form your team of six.
Okay. Who wants to?
I'm in. I wanna do it.
I mean, obviously you guys.
I think we...
But who's your extra two? Out of the NPCs.
So wait, we have Gamora.
No, Gamora
is... Yeah, I think Groot and Drax.
Gamora is one of you four.
I figured.
Korg and Meek. How do we feel Corgan makes?
Yeah, so the options you have,
Groot and Drax.
The options you have are Drax, Groot, Korg, Meek. And you probably don't want Little Groot or Nova.
But... I thought Drax was already included. Okay, Drax obviously.
What about Yondu?
Oh, and Yondu.
Yeah, but is he sober?
He's
Let's
all right.
We
just put a bunch of rum on the ship.
He did. He's probably
very Let's get the Groot.
Drax, no, Groot. Groot.
Who is the strongest left?
In order, it'll be Groot, Korg, Drax.
Wait, so Drax is third weakest? Or third strongest? Third strongest. Second weakest? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's also Drax.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's
think Korg and Drax skills. Are best options.
You just want to take, like, maybe, you can take just the original Guardians.
Yeah. What's wrong with Groot?
Original Guardians.
Cool.
Yeah, let's do it.
So you head into the city, and you're led to this big, open, like, arena area. And you see the other teams of Kree. One of the teams is getting ready with their sword and shield in hand. And some guy that looks kind of regal, looks like he might be the advisor, is sitting in, you know those old medieval, like, towers that, like, royalty would sit up in? Like, kind of, like, above everything else? Yeah.
The royal box,
yeah. He's standing up there, and he kind of quiets the crowd, which is seated around this... It's kind of like a bullfighting
gladiator.
Like, it's dirt ground.
Coliseum.
Yeah, essentially. And he quiets the crowd, and he says, "Let the fights begin!" And somebody else announces that the foreigners will start off against Team A.
Team A.
Team A. Team A, now, B, C, and the foreigners.
Yep.
Do we have all our weapons on us, or do we have to pick up weapons, or what's going on?
You have a selection of medieval weapons.
Okay.
Or you can keep your swords if you want.
Hold on. I think I have a dagger. Do I have a dagger?
Yeah, but it doesn't do much damage. You're more lucky with a short sword.
Are we talking? Is crossbow an option?
Sorry, what?
Sorry, how medieval are we talking? Is crossbow an option?
No ranged weapons. They're all melee.
Dang.
You may pick up two weapons, or a weapon and a shield, or just one. It's up to you. But a maximum of two things. There's swords, there's maces, there's mace and chain, there's a whole array of swords. There's various shields, big, small.
To get to D&D rosy, but is there dex-based swords I could pick up? You know, like, finesse weapons, D&D rules-wise.
Oh, yeah. I'm just going to have them based on either dex or strength, whichever is your highest.
Yeah, cool. Grab some swords, then. Can I keep my boot jets on, assuming they didn't notice them?
Yeah, yeah. Anything that's technically not a weapon is fine.
Okay.
So I still have a prosthetic leg with me.
They don't know it's a bomb.
Yes, you have a prosthetic leg.
Yay! Yes!
Excellent. So I take a short sword and my prosthetic leg.
All right.
Or can I pick up another weapon?
You can pick up another weapon since the prosthetic leg is technically an add-on.
Okay.
Walk with a limp and they'll believe you.
I'm so derailing this. I'm so sorry.
You can pick... Oh, there's like... there's no ranged weapons that, like, fire anything, but there are shurikens and throwing daggers.
Would that be wise of me to take?
I mean, probably.
Your vagueness gives me a lot of confidence.
so I will take... If you pick up a throwing weapon, you get three of them. They're small, though.
I take three shurikens.
Okay. Cosmo, what are you doing?
I would like a mace to use with my mage hand, and I assume spears are on offer?
Yeah.
I'm going to hold the blunt of the spear in my mouth, and I'm going to run at people with the pointy end. That's about all I can do as a dog in terms of melee.
You can use two things with mage hand. You have two mage hands.
Ooh.
You are a telepath. Guess... You can lift more than one thing with mage hand.
Yeah. All right. I guess... Oh, was battle axe an option?
Yeah, sure.
Am I strong enough telepathically to have two battle axes? I'm gonna have two battle axes, Dante.
Okay. So
I suggest have Groot... a wild time.
Rocket... I suggest Groot gets a big warhammer.
Yeah, Groot gets a big warhammer.
Yes. With a spike on the end.
Nope, just a warhammer.
And a gun. A gun on the end of the spike.
Is it worth a shot? I don't know if it's my tiredness or...
Roll for
sorry,
that.
I'm just I'm quickly writing down stats. Star-Lord, what do you want?
I'll take a short sword and a spear.
Is there nets there?
Well, I like to catch butterflies in.
Yeah, you can have one of those nets that has like the balls on the four corners.
Oh, I see. Much more useful than what I was thinking of.
Like a gladiator net.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, what are you going to do?
I'm going to prance around like a pony.
Got you!
And Drax is going with two short swords. That was amazing.
God, this is... Sorry, Dante. We're turning this into a mess.
It's my fault.
The Kree all have a big, like, one of those Roman rectangular shields and a battle axe.
Oh, yay.
Sick.
Okay.
I was going to ask a question, but with Cosmo's mage arm, is he able to... How close does it have to be to him? Or can he put it out in front, further in front of him and spin it?
I was
basically planning to just sweep with my axes.
He can move it within this ring as far as he wants.
Okay, cool.
You have full control of it. You are a very powerful telepath. All right, so you all enter. You face each other on either side of the ring. And
I'm going to take the ugly one.
One of those bells like dings, and it's like, begin. All right, Rocket, your turn first.
I look for the ugliest one.
Yep.
And I throw one of my shurikens.
Okay.
At him.
All right. You throw your shuriken, and it kind of just embeds itself in his shoulder, dealing 9 points of damage.
Nice.
That'll teach him for being so ugly.
And then, how close are we to them?
About 10 feet apart.
And is there any columns inside this place?
There is a central column.
How far away am I from it?
5 feet.
Wasn't I 5 feet from them, or 10 feet from them?
You're 10 feet from them. It's in the middle between you and them.
Do I have enough time to run up there?
Yeah, just to the top.
Yes.
Okay. All right, you run up and hop to the top. Groot runs forward yelling and swings his warhammer. He clips one of them across the jaw, dealing 10 points of damage.
I was hoping that he would do more damage than a shuriken.
Yeah, he rolled kind of low. Cosmo's turn.
Okay, this might be a lot of things to do in one turn, so let me know if this is not okay. But... So, has everybody here seen Infinity War? I imagine so.
Yes.
Yep. Yep.
So, you know those kind of big circular blade things that they used to get under the shield in Wakanda?
Yes.
That kind of spin around? I want to make two of those in the air with my... I just want to spin my battle axes around vertically very quickly and just edge them towards the enemy. Like, just blades of geary death. But also at the same time, it would be pretty cool if I could put like a shatter behind the people I'm aiming at so that they're like, ow, and then they drop their shield and they just got torn to pieces by a battle axe. But I know that's kind of two things happening at once. So,
do you want the battle axe to actually hit them this turn?
A turn's like 6 seconds, isn't it? So I could probably wait that.
Yeah.
Sure. I'm going to set up a long game, Dante. I'm going to throw... A shatter.
Okay, well, you can control
the toes.
You can do it with one battle axe and a shatter, but not two.
All right, I'm gonna do
like if
then.
You
that sounds like fun.
If you want to hit them, you have to make it one battle axe. But if you don't want to hit them, you can do two in the shatter.
Let's do one just to keep everybody excited.
Okay. So you start spinning your battle axe towards them.
Battle axe of doom.
And meanwhile, you throw a shatter. So you shatter all of them.
Sick.
Dealing
so powerful.
11 points of damage.
Damn.
Hell yeah. And I'm about to get torn up by an axe as well, so good stuff.
Having a good day.
Serves them right for being so ugly.
Yes.
But.
Okay. And as you had hoped, their shields move, and you smack one of them right in the face with the battle axe.
Damn.
Dealing.
Making them prettier.
11 points of damage.
And how's he doing? Because, you know, in normal circumstances, if we weren't playing D&D, if I described that situation to someone, they'd be pretty dead.
No, he, you have it embedded about halfway in his skull.
But he's walking.
But he stands up. Yep.
Okay, sure. Welcome to.
They're ugly, but they're strong.
See, Cleo tough.
Yeah, Cleo pretty tough. Their skull is real thick, so.
So thick that a battle axe can embed halfway into it.
Star-Lord, your turn.
Okay, you said 10 feet?
Yep.
Okay, I'll just run in and spear and sword if I can.
Okay.
To one who's not been hit yet.
Do you want to do one for each or one or two on both?
Two on one.
Doesn't make sense. Two on one, sorry.
Yeah, two on one, yeah.
Alright. Well, good thing, because you're not used to a spear, so you try to throw it, or like, not throw it, but you try to like, stab it, but you're kind of aiming down, and yeah. You just kind of embed it in the ground a little bit. But you run in with a sword, and you slice across his chest, dealing... Oops. 11 points of damage.
Nice.
We're pretty good, guys. We're pretty good.
Gamora.
Just gonna run in with my sword.
Do you want to go for one that's undamaged or a damaged one?
A damaged one.
Which one?
I don't know. I want to...
The weakest one.
The weakest one?
I want to hit the weakest one once and then hit
There's
the
two
other
weakest
one.
Ones, so do you want
to... I want to hit them each one.
Okay. So you run in. You swing at the one guy, and your sword bounces off as he lifts his shield up, but you hit the other one, slash across his chest for 5 damage. I'm sorry. You should deal higher. That's just a roll. I'm sorry. Drax runs in with his battle axes. Or no, he has short swords. Scratch that. I'm changing that to battle axes because he has a battle axe. So he runs in with 2 battle axes, one in each hand, and he starts swinging wildly. He kind of swings at one guy. He misses with one of them, but he comes back with the other and deals 8 points of damage, embedding it in his skull. A different guy, so.
So we have 2 Skrulls with axes in their heads.
Kree,
sorry.
Yep, and now it is the Kree's turn. Each of you has a Kree.
Don't forget that I'm a pie.
That's true. Rocket, your Kree starts hacking away at the pole, like timber.
What kind of pole is it? Let's ask that.
And is it going down?
Well,
you want to chase it, don't you?
I'm just saying, someone needs to be yelling timber.
He's only cut about a third into it. The one, so we'll go kind of through the list. Rocket, that's what's happening to you. One walks up to Groot and slices, like, across his face.
You make it sound so casual, like he just walked up and just like
he sauntered up.
Well, I'm more meant like a menacing march, like just an angered
one. Let's use those words then. Slashes his face.
I'm sorry. Dealing 4 points of damage. Yeah, not much. I guess his face is bark though, so. Cosmo.
Okay.
One of them walks up and shield bashes you and deals you 2 points of damage.
Ouch.
You got this.
I can do it. I can take
it. Sorry.
Good boy.
5 points of damage.
Damn it, Dante.
How does that... How?
It's how are you going to do me like that, additions. Dante? Just take 2 and make it 5? No. All right, fine. Sorry.
I forgot to add his bonus. Star-Lord.
Yeah.
One of them walks up and slashes you across the shoulder for 6 damage.
Damn. You are not lucky, brother.
That's all right. I've got loads left.
And Gamora, he runs up, but you jump as he swings for your legs, and you don't get hit at all.
Nice.
Rocket, your turn.
How far am I from the Royal Vizier's box?
About 20 feet.
Would I be able to leap it?
No. Not without help, which you have in a few people.
I'm trying to wonder, would Cosmo be able to cannonball surprise me?
Sorry, what?
Pretty sure that's the
surprise you.
Fastball special.
Sorry, fastball special. Thank you, Rory.
I still have no idea what any of you are talking about.
Fastball special is a comic book move. First used by Colossus and Wolverine, where Colossus throws Wolverine.
Can I?
It'll be one of your actions, one of your two actions.
I wouldn't advise firing someone the king.
He's not the king, he's the royal vizier, and if I'm holding him hostage, maybe we can get to the king.
I think odds on that are pretty unlikely. Also, you want winning these people's fight help? Higher. Yeah.
Yeah, I think if we do that, we're going to have to fight a lot more people than we're fighting right now.
We're on their planet. There's a lot more of them than there are of us.
Fine. So I have a guy who's chopping down my pole,
right? You could jump onto his head.
Does he have his shield, though, or is it on the floor?
It's on the ground. He's using two hands with his one battle axe.
Okay. I still have my personal dagger, right? Like, not just the short sword, but the dagger? No? Damn it. But I do have the prosthetic leg.
Yes.
All right. I jump down with my sword pointing downwards to land on his head.
Okay. You jump down.
Success.
And you successfully embed the sword into his head, dealing...
Don't tell me what damage, because I'm going to be upset.
9 points of damage.
Nice.
Is he dead?
No, I bet not. My guy's got half an axe hanging out of his head, so...
Yeah, I just embedded a sword through this guy's head.
No, but he sways. He has brain damage.
The condition in D&D of brain damage. Maybe I should write that up on my podcast.
Groot, your turn. Sorry. Or Groot's turn. I'm talking to Groot. Groot's not here.
Aren't you Groot?
So Groot swings his warhammer to hit the guy that just hit him and clocks him across the face for 11 points of damage.
Cosmo, question?
Phil's got a question.
Sorry, what?
Sorry. So they all got shattered, right? And they got 11 points of damage already?
Yes.
How tough are these SOBs?
Tougher than you.
Apparently.
Oh, good. So I still got another axe in my other mage hand.
Yes.
I'd like to strike the currently embedded axe with great force with the other axe with the aim of pushing that axe fully into this Kree's brain, which I would happily say should kill him. I don't care how tough. Don't pull any kind of bullshit where he's fine with that.
You want to split his head like a coconut?
This should kill him if it worked.
You use the end of your battle axe to bash the other one into him, and it slides down into his nose. You're essentially cutting his head in half. He falls over dead. You've killed one.
Thank God. Thank you, Dante.
You've killed one.
I'm still amazed that my guy's not dead.
Because I was half expecting you to now go, this character can no longer smell, but he's still walking towards you. But
Star-Lord, your turn.
Okay, we'll go the old spear and sword again.
Okay. Alright, you get both of them this time. So you spear one of them in the gut, dealing 9 points of damage. And you want to hit the same guy?
Yeah.
Okay. And you hit him, you slash with your sword, dealing 8 damage. His bowels are on the field, but he's still kind of, like, very slowly and groggily moving. He's pretty much dead, but Not exactly.
It is nothing but a scratch.
Yep, pretty much. Gamora, your turn.
It's a flesh wound.
I'm gonna go for the two weakest again.
Okay.
Whittle him down.
You go for the one that has the axe embedded in his head, and you slice his throat, and his head rolls off his body with the axes in it. He's dead. The other one, you like run up and like jump and stab through the heart, and he falls over dead.
Nice.
You've killed. Was that my guy?
You have three more to go.
Is my guy still alive?
No, he was one of those weakest ones.
Cool. Do I have my sword back?
Yeah, you can pull it out. It's fine.
Okay, cool.
And then Drax runs over and starts gutting another one for 10 points of damage.
I wanted a critical roll.
And 8 points of damage. All right. The Kree, the one that Drax just gutted, isn't going to be able to do anything this turn. The other two go
back away in fear.
Go for Star-Lord and Gamora. And they both hit you 4 damage to Gamora and 6 damage to Star-Lord.
Ooh.
Getting a little low there, huh?
A little bit. I can't do numbers at this time of night, but I think I'm pretty low. 14, I'm on.
Yeah, you're on 14. Now, Rocket's turn.
Can I pick up the shuriken that I embedded in this guy's shoulder?
Yes.
And will that count as a move?
No.
Excellent. I pick it up. I also dip my fingers in the blood and smear it across my face.
Okay.
In war paint.
Okay.
Damn, dude.
I then shoot 2 shurikens at the guy who's attacking Star-Lord.
Okay.
Come on. Critical roll. I have no idea if that's something in this game.
It is.
It is. It is.
Yes!
Chuck your shurikens. Embed it in one of their eyes for 7
nice
damage. Good color,
look at
though.
Me look at me being a ninja,
and you embed another one in his neck for 8 damage.
Nice.
All right,
killing machine.
Groot again swings his battle axe. He beheads the one that Drax was gutting, so you have 2 left. Cosmo, your turn.
So there's 2 guys left?
Yep.
And neither of them are really looking at me, are they? They're kind of looking at Rocket and...
Yeah, yeah. They're not paying you any attention.
Okay. I've still got... Can I access both of my... Yeah, let's split the other guy in half, so it should be loose. All right.
You
can
pull
I
both
send...
your axes out.
Yeah, can I send one into the backs of either guy while they're not looking?
Oh, nope.
Damn.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
So you embed one of them in the back of the one, the healthiest one, for 5 damage. The other
real
one,
tough guy. Oh, sh- battle axe.
The other one.
Don't hit Rory.
Drax
don't hit Rory.
Jumps out of the way just as the axe like skids past him. You almost hit him.
Oh my god.
Star-Lord, your turn.
Okay, we're on. 2 guys left, so...
Yep. One of them's real low, and one of them's pretty low.
One has a shuriken in his eye.
Yes.
And neck.
Okay,
one
I'll...
There's an axe in their back.
If one of them is the guy that hit me, I'll hit him with the spear, first of all, and see how that goes, first of all.
Okay. The one with the shurikens is the one that hits you, and you hit him with the spear, and you, like... enter in the stomach and go up to the heart, and he's dead.
Oh, good.
Nice.
Okay.
Woo!
And
then
the
killing these people, folks. Yep.
You go over and hit him with your sword, dealing 10 points of damage. You
go, Star Lord.
You cut off one of his arms, but he's still there. Gamora, you want to finish him off?
Yeah.
You run in, jump up with your sword, and stab it down his mouth and, like, into his body.
I thought for sure you were going to tell me I tripped.
Nope. You're good.
How did that kill him, yet me embedding my sword through his head did nothing?
Again.
It was a combination effort of
D&D
all those things.
Doesn't make sense.
Okay.
But yeah, you kill Kree's them all. You won.
Are really bad in the kitchen. They're all very used to having knives embedded in them in various ways. They've evolved to resist it.
I guess so.
Canon.
You guys won. They declare you the winners.
Heck yeah.
Odds or evens? Gamora.
Evens.
You look over at the other team. There's only 3 members left, but they're still willing to fight you.
I ask, do we want it to be a fair fight, or do we want to crush them?
Can I talk to them? According to their traditions, there's no reason that any of you should sit out. They've lost their warriors. Cool. They've made their own bed.
I'm planning to fire on all cylinders.
Can we talk to them first?
Sure.
Okay, I'll
you walk over to them? They're beaten and bruised.
Yeah, is one of them a leader? Appear to be a leader.
Yeah, he's a little taller than the others, and he has a large mace instead of a battle axe, and he nods at you to speak.
Is it dripping with brains?
Yeah, other people's blood.
Cool.
Look, man, we've got some information that your people really need, and we need to get it to your king. Now, we're taking part in your competition to do that, but we could speed things along here. And unless you want to go to war with the Skrulls or die fighting us, then I suggest we call this off and you let us progress to your king.
He perks up at the Skrulls and he's like, my grandfather fought in the last war. What is your news of the Skrulls?
Well, there's going to be another one. Well, they're taking over Nova and we need to tell your king to help.
He nods and he turns to the other men and he says, we forfeit. And then he looks up to the vizier and he says, we forfeit. And so the vizier declares you the winners of this competition. You drop your weapons. They give you healing to heal you guys back to full. And you start going up towards the palace. And you're like walking through the city, see all these stone walls and everything. And as you're approaching the front of the palace, suddenly a circular rainbow beam just slams down in front of you. It kind of just stays there for a minute, kind of blowing wind, and then you...
That means spot. Sorry, carry on.
It disappears, and suddenly there's a man standing there with his back to you. He has this red cape that is like latched down on his shoulders and flows down past his legs. He's wearing this broad chest armor. His arms are bare. And he's holding this really weird hammer in his hand. He has long blonde hair. He turns to you. He turns around and he looks at you. And he says,
Talking Rabbit? Tree Man? Lord of Stars? I see Gamora and Drax. At last I've found you. You who are known as the Guardians of the Galaxy. I am Thor, Odin's son. I come bearing grave news. Xandar has been conquered by the Skrulls. The Nova Corps has been laid to ruins. And now, if we do not stop them, they will spread throughout the galaxy. Their next target is Midgard, the planet you call Earth. I ask of you, Guardians, 2 things. Will you join me in my quest to halt the advances of this scourge upon the galaxy? And may I pet your dog?
I'm like, oh my god, it's Superman.
And we'll leave it there. Until next time. Thanks for listening to the Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1 finale. We'll be back soon with Volume 2, but right now you can look forward to our next campaign, Stories from Gotham, featuring Jason, who played Thor, as Red Hood, and Cassie, who played Gamora, as Harley Quinn. So look forward to the first episode of that next week. And as always, if you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/playdndpod. If you'd like to hear more from Rory, Mr. Comics Knowledgeable Person, you can check out his podcast, Doghair Presents, and his YouTube channel, Hangover Reviews, linked in the description. If you'd like to hear more from our amazing space dog, Carlisle, check out his podcast, Dungans and Dragnos, and his music in the links in the description. If you'd like to hear more from Mr. Phil Better himself, you can check out his podcast, The Phil Better Show, also in the description. If you'd like to hear more from Jason, you can check out his podcasts, A Conversation With and Getting to Know Who, in the description as well. If you'd like to hear more from Joel, aka Groot, you can check out his YouTube channel, also in the description. If you'd like to hear more from Zach the Destroyer, you can check out his podcast he co-hosts with three other guys called The Weekly Nerd, linked in the description as well. And finally, if you'd like to hear more from myself and Zach, check out our podcast, Let's Get Contextual, also linked in the description. Thanks again for listening, and tune in next week for more Play D&D.